T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's SoCal's number one for New Country, Cave Rock, and on the phone, Dan and Shay, and they released their song, I Should Probably Go to Bed Last Night. It's a beautiful song, and I love that you guys have personified the year 2020 with this.
We try to do our best, man. We're looking out for everybody. What a crazy time to be alive right now. We should be on the road right now, but unfortunately we're not. It's a bummer to not be seeing our fans and seeing you guys, but hey, this is the next best thing. It's good to hear some familiar voices.
You know, and we were so looking forward to Stagecoach, and that was like the first crushing blow we got.
I know, man. That was a crushing blow for us. We love Stagecoach so much and can't wait to get back there one of these days. But, you know, it's I don't know. It's weird for everybody. I think everybody's coming in the same boat, especially in the touring world. You know, we got 3 shows in, and that was about it. So that hard time, but also it's given us time to be able to spend time on music and make sure that the music that we're putting out is quality and something that we're super proud of. So this is one of those songs that if this was the last song we ever put out, we'd be super proud of that. We won't. That's not good. Everyone's like, they're retiring.
That's right.
We're proud of this one.
No, you guys already took care of Rascal Flatts. You made them retire.
Stop! Oh, no.
Well, we love this song. It was a Radio.com world premiere. We've been getting such great feedback on it. And I know you guys started writing it one place, but you ended up going to your house and finishing it.
Yeah, we started writing it pretty near you guys. We were out in L.A. for the Grammys, and we had like 4 free hours, and it was like, what do we do? Do we go relax by the pool? No, we're going to go to the studio. We're going to try to write something. And we came up with a hook. We had a, you know, like a verse and a chorus of the song, but never got to finish it. And then, you know, all this happened. We were focused on tour, and then boom, we had to reshift our focus. And then we got together after being quarantined for a while and sat down at the piano just singing together, just hanging out, like, you know, like we did when we first met. It was awesome to reconnect on that level. And Shay, we were just kind of jamming on the song, and Shay started riffing on some crazy stuff. I was like, you know what? We're going to go record that right now. So we did. We went upstairs in my house. I've got, like, the most DIY makeshift studio ever. Mattress leaning against the wall.
It works.
Dog blankets on the ground, you know, the whole deal. But, hey, it does work. It works, you know. So we tracked it right then and there, and that's what you hear.
We're talking to Dan and Shay. I should probably go to bed. Now, real quick, speaking of the pandemic, Dan, it's almost like you had insight going into it because you already started growing out your hair.
I did. I got the beard going, the playoff beard. We're rocking, yeah. So it's the hair is extreme. I've been seeing some, like, people that I don't even recognize anymore on social media with their quarantine, new quarantine looks.
Has the quarantine made you more creative, you think?
Oh, man, I think it's given us time to create, which is, you know, is something we didn't really have. You know, whenever you're touring so much, you don't really have time. You know, you have like a couple days and you're kind of trying to write in between all that. And so having the time to actually be creative was something that was much needed, I think. And also, you know, we've gotten to experience and, you know, accomplish so many cool things, you know, during our career so far. And this is kind of the first break that we've taken. So to be able to have time to appreciate those moments, like we've won 2 Grammys and all these awards, and we haven't even got to truly, you know, celebrate that with each other and have that moment of appreciation and be like, man, we are so blessed to be in this position and actually, you know, have all this stuff that we have and the amazing fans and support from radio. And it was just kind of that breath of fresh air that we needed to, you know, to appreciate everything and to start being creative again and having the time to make sure that the, you know, everything was right and the music was on point. So it's been a kind of a blessing in disguise in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we've heard that from a lot of our hardworking artists out there, and you two are certainly a part of that group. How have you guys spent the past couple months? Have you guys been able to see each other a lot, or is this just now, you guys are just now coming back together?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. You know, for a while we were, you know, very, very cautious of leaving our houses. We hadn't seen any other humans. It was like, you know, 6 or 7 weeks of just absolute lockdown, and then, you know, still, you know, we're kind of the only people that we've seen. It's like, you know what, we've got all this time on our hands. Let's get back to work. Let's use this time wisely. Let's see it as a silver lining. We've never had a break off the road, so we got together, and man, some magic's coming out of it. It's been really cool, and you know, knowing that we're not going to be able to go on the road the rest of this year, it's a really good time for us to focus on the music, which is ultimately what matters the most.
Well, we love your new single, I Should Probably Go to Bed, and we look forward to seeing you sometime soon.
Hey, we love you guys. Thanks so much for taking the time. You guys have been there with us since day one, and that means the world.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.